Welcome to the Attractions Group Podcast, episode number 85. Hello, everyone. I'm Don Helbig, alongside Ryan Sir. Ryan, how are you?
I am very excited for tonight because we're going to have a really special guest. But before we go there, let's remind everyone where they can find us. Make sure that you follow us in all your favorite podcast apps, Apple, Google, Spotify. We also do a live video version on YouTube, which is getting better and better because we just upgraded our software and our microphones and our cameras and stuff. So you can search for the Attractions Group Podcast on YouTube to follow along with that. Don, tell us what's going on tonight.
Well, we have a very special guest bringing him in from San Antonio, Texas, and SeaWorld San Antonio. I'd like to introduce Ray Gonzalez. Ray, how you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks so much for having me tonight. I'm excited.
Yeah, we're thrilled to have you. Thank you so much for being on the show. We love having SeaWorld represented here. It's a fine chain of parks. We don't get to talk about them enough.
Awesome. Yeah, no, this is great.
So can you tell us a little bit about yourself as well as your role at SeaWorld San Antonio?
Sure. So as you said, I'm Ray Gonzalez. I am a marketing manager at SeaWorld San Antonio. I've been with the park for about 23 years now. I started April 2001. I kind of have a funny story for that. When I got the job at SeaWorld, I wasn't really looking to work at SeaWorld. I just kind of needed a job. I had a friend that was actually one of my biology proctors when I was in college that just needed some staff. So I went in, got the job. I started off as a tour guide, doing a lot of educational programs at the park. And then I just kind of slowly started making my way up, became a supervisor in the education department. A lot of the animal educational programs that we do at the park, either I created or had a hand in creating. So that's pretty awesome to still kind of see that to this day. I became this unicorn, I guess you could call me. I knew how to use a system that the company had created. And before I knew it, I was one of the only people that knew how to use it. And that kind of contributed to my move over to marketing and where I moved to the marketing department at SeaWorld San Antonio and started helping build the website. It was also at the time that we had created Discovery Point, which is kind of our version of Discovery Cove in Texas, helped with the creation of that. And then before you knew it, I was promoted to a manager of park loyalty. So right now, I kind of call myself kind of like an octopus. My hands are in everything. My title is basically manager of loyalty and products, which means that I handle the annual pass program for the Texas park. Along the way, I've just kind of picked up other things. So I've basically done everything in marketing. But my favorite things is one, I get to talk about all the brand new rides and attractions that come to SeaWorld San Antonio. And then I also get to work as liaison for all roller coaster groups and enthusiasts that come to the park.
So Ray, SeaWorld San Antonio, it's the largest of the SeaWorld parks. Talk about the history of the park in San Antonio.
Sure. So the park opened in May of 1988. As you mentioned, it was and still is the world's largest marine life park. At the time that it opened, it was owned by Harcourt Brace Johanovich, a book company. Mr. Johanovich was the kind of mastermind behind the park. He created it, opened it up in the 80s. And basically, the park still kind of has the same footprint to a point that it had back in the 80s. And of course, everyone knows the parks were sold to Anheuser-Busch. Anheuser-Busch ran the parks as the Busch Entertainment Corporation for a bit, and then also sold the parks again. And then we became our own independent company. And that's where we are today. So SeaWorld Texas is almost 35 years, I believe it is. We're almost at that point already. But yeah, I mean, it's a great park. Over the years, it was just a dry park. We had the first water park at a SeaWorld, which was Lost Lagoon, that later evolved into Aquatica. And then, as I mentioned earlier, you know, we also opened up Discovery Point. So there's kind of three parks in one in Texas. And we're also kind of special in that these parks are all connected to each other. So it's the same parking lot for all three parks.
That's really interesting. Now, SeaWorld is kind of pivoting toward rides most recently, it seems like, but you still have some unique marine life. Can you talk about the marine life that SeaWorld San Antonio has available for the guests to see?
Yeah, of course. I think our main draw, of course, is the killer whales, the orcas. We have our own pod of killer whales in San Antonio. We also have sea lions that people can see, four different species of penguins. We have beluga whales. We are also one of the only facilities in the United States to have Pacific white-sided dolphins. And of course, we have bottlenose dolphins and a variety of other animals that you may see throughout the park, including, you know, sea turtles. We have an animal ambassador team with some armadillos, possums, things like that. So there's much to see at SeaWorld San Antonio.
What conservation efforts is SeaWorld San Antonio involved in?
So I think the big thing to understand is that the money spent in the park not only supports animals in the park, but also supports animals and conservation efforts around the globe. The SeaWorld Conservation Fund regularly awards grants to organizations that care for animals and the environment. The other thing as well is that our team is ready 24/7 to assist wherever we can. You know, our team has rescued cold stunned turtles down in the Texas coast. We work closely with the Marine Mammal Stranding Network out of Galveston to do any sort of rescuing that may be necessary from dolphins. We've had manatees at our park before. Like I said, the big thing is that SeaWorld's just ready 24/7.
So, you know, obviously there's a huge fundraising effort to conservation. There's a lot of science behind it. But to me, the core of conservation is education. Can you talk Definitely. About the education programs that SeaWorld offers?
Yeah. So as I kind of mentioned, you know, I was fortunate enough to be brought up in the parks through the education department. We have a variety of wonderful tours, school programs, camp programs during the summer where, you know, during the daytime, younger children can come to the park and spend and learn about our animals. And then we also have resident camps that we're actually just bringing back this coming summer. To where older kids that are looking to make their way into college and kind of have this idea of wanting to be an animal professional so they can really get hands-on activity and experience coming to our camps to really make that decision if that is what they want to do. One cool thing with all of our parks is that a lot of our animal experts actually come from the camps. You know, they came to the parks, they experienced the animals, the programs, and then they, you know, make that decision that that's what they want to do for the rest of their life. So they make that dedication from when they're younger by experiencing SeaWorld. And of course, we do have interaction programs where you can put on a wetsuit and get in the water with a variety of animals at our park. You can get in the waters with dolphins, sea lions, and beluga whales.
Amazing.
So, Ray, how has SeaWorld San Antonio's mission and focus changed over the years?
You know, I don't think that the mission and focus has ever changed. We've always continued to be about animals and conservation. I think the big thing is that, you know, guests have always told us that in addition to learning about animals, they want thrilling rides and special events. And we've heard them, and we've consistently added rides and events in addition to animal attractions at the park.
So, yeah, that's really interesting. But another thing that SeaWorld is really known for, and I'm a semi-regular at SeaWorld Orlando, but talk about SeaWorld San Antonio's show lineup.
Sure. Yeah. So we have our basic three animal presentations. We have Sea Lion and Otter Spotlight that, of course, focuses on sea lions and otters. We have an Ocean Discovery program that focuses on beluga whales and Pacific white-sided dolphins. We also have other shows at the park that are not animal-focused. The one that we started last summer that's been a huge hit for us is Imagine Ocean, which is a underwater black light puppet show from the creator of Avenue Q, John Tartaglia. That's been a huge hit for us. But it all just comes back to the main attraction, the reason why people come to our parks. It's to see our killer whales. And of course, we have the Orca Encounter presentation that people can see throughout the day. It's our signature icon of the park.
There's always something going on at SeaWorld San Antonio. Talk about the special events lineup that you have for 2024.
Yeah, I think you just hit the nail on the head there. There's always something to do at SeaWorld San Antonio. Don, you got to see a little bit of our Mardi Gras experience. Before that, we had an Inside Look program. We just finished spring break. We just did a St. Patrick's Day celebration at the park. Going forward, like I mentioned, it's just something nonstop that we're doing. Coming in April, we will be doing an eclipse party. SeaWorld San Antonio is in the line of the eclipse that will be happening on April 8th. So we'll be having a party at the park, inviting people out to come and experience that. We did the same thing for the eclipse in October. It was a huge hit. It was a great time. Today, we will be kicking off our 60th anniversary celebration. So it's a celebration of the SeaWorld brand being around for 60 years. It all started back in San Diego in 1964. So all the parks will be celebrating that tomorrow. And that celebration will go on throughout the entire year. We'll also be kicking off our Seven Seas Food Festival, which is probably one of my favorite events that we do at the park. We have about 10 different countries that you can visit and sample different cuisines and adult beverages along the way. Again, it's one of my favorite events that we do at the park, and it runs all the way until May 27th, if I'm not mistaken. During Seven Seas Festival, we'll also add in a special Cinco de Mayo weekend where we will kind of kick it up a notch with the Mexican entrees and beverages as well. And then as soon as Seven Seas is done, we'll head right into our Summer Spectacular. That'll be all summer long. We'll have some special shows, some fireworks going on during the summer. And then once summer kind of ties up and ends, we go right into SeaWorld Spooktacular, which is daytime Halloween fun for the little ones. And then if you want to stay late, you can experience SeaWorld's Hollow Scream. It is the biggest, scariest Halloween event in Texas. And we do Halloween right. So I ask you to come out and check out our Halloween event because it is fantastic. Once Halloween is done, we'll go right into another weekend of Inside Look. That is just a weekend for our fans to come out and get even closer to our animals, be able to talk to some of our animal professionals at the park and really get a different kind of look at SeaWorld that you normally don't get when you just come to the park. And then we'll wrap up the year with SeaWorld's Christmas celebration, millions of lights. It's just a wonderful time, a wonderful experience to see so many families coming out and making holiday memories.
Very cool. Now, you recently added a huge new attraction, Catapult Falls. Now, can you talk about the inspiration behind Catapult Falls and kind of where that fits into the overall theme of SeaWorld San Antonio?
Yeah, we had been planning Catapult Falls for a while now. When we put our minds together to bring an attraction to the park, we always listen to guests. What do they want? And one of the big things that people had said that they wanted was another water attraction. As you can imagine, South Texas gets extremely hot during the summer. And so that was one thing that people wanted. We already had two water rides. The site of Catapult Falls used to be a ride back in the day called the Texas Splashdown. When we closed that ride, some people were upset that we had taken that ride out, but it was time for it to be retired. And so for us to be able to open up Catapult Falls seems to really hit the mark. The other great thing about this attraction, we went with a national park feel to the ride. And it's awesome because it celebrates nature and the great outdoors. So it just kind of fits in with everything that is SeaWorld.
So Ray, what makes Catapult Falls unique compared to other attractions at SeaWorld San Antonio and other theme parks for that matter?
Yeah, it's a very special attraction. It's one of a kind. It does have the world's first launch for a flume ride. It's also the steepest drop of any flume ride in the world. It's a completely different experience than any other rider attraction that we have in our park. And I dare say it's the same for any other park as well. It's a very unique ride that seems to just be a huge hit already.
Yeah. Ray, can you give us any behind the scenes insights into the development and construction of Catapult Falls?
Yeah, sure. So like I said, you know, we had been working on this ride for a couple of years now. We have an amazing team in our design and engineering department at corporate. These guys, you know, are always looking on how to better our parks to provide a great lineup of rides and attractions. And I really think they hit a home run here with Catapult Falls. You know, the park gets to work with them. From theming to the name of the attraction. And of course, you know, we handle how it's marketed and the operation of the ride. But it was a really rewarding experience, as is every ride that I get to work on, you know, from my own opinion. But yeah, it was just a great experience. You know, we chose certain things to make sure that we could accommodate as many guests as possible. And, you know, as I mentioned, you know, we have the launch on there. We also have an elevator lift. The elevator lift helps us to get over 1,000 people an hour on that ride. So, like I said, we did the ride and we did it right.
Now, Ray, I've seen the reaction on social media, but talk about, you know, the reaction or maybe the feedback that you've received from guests who have experienced Catapult Falls so far.
Yeah, I think the big rewarding thing is to see how many people ride that ride with smiles, to hear the screaming and the laughter. So for me, that is just a very positive response that we're seeing from guests. And you know it's a good ride when people get off the ride completely drenched and they get right back in line to have another go. So in my opinion, this has already been a big hit for us. I can't wait to see the crowds during the summer when it's extremely hot and people want a refreshing, thrilling experience.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at, I haven't been on the ride, obviously, it's brand new, but just looking at the POV alone, it looks super exciting. And it's so unnatural to see a launched flume ride. So I think that's really cool.
It's real interesting. I will say the very first time that I wrote it, the one word that I would say was my description of it was smooth. I couldn't believe how smooth the ride was. The launch is different. It's not like a launch on a normal roller coaster. So that kind of throws people off. And the elevator lift is extremely fast. You move up 7 feet a second. And so you are up at the top of the main drop extremely fast. And when you get to the top, it's just a beautiful sight because you can see the entire park from there. And I dare say you actually feel like you're higher up than you actually are.
Yep. The illusion of height is so much better than actual height in a lot of cases, because what happens up here is far worse than what happens down there in a lot of cases. But that's not the only ride at SeaWorld San Antonio. Can you just brief us on your ride collection and, you know, what guests could experience if they came to visit?
Sure. Let's start off with Tidal Surge. That is the tallest screaming swing in the world at 105.5 feet. I think that is probably our most thrilling ride that we have at the park. Of course, we are the home of Steel Eel. This year, we're celebrating its 25th anniversary as the first hypercoaster in the Southwest. That ride opened on March 6th of 1999, and it still packs a punch, and it's still one of the most popular rides in the park. We also have the Great White roller coaster. It's an inverted B&M. It was the first coaster at any SeaWorld park, and we celebrated its 25th anniversary last year. We have the Rio Loco water ride. That was the first ride in any SeaWorld park. And so you can kind of see, guys, you know, I kind of told you about Rio Loco and Great White. We were the testing ground for rides within SeaWorld parks. So if we didn't have Rio Loco, if we didn't have Great White and they weren't so received well, you probably wouldn't have seen roller coasters in any other SeaWorld park or rides in any other SeaWorld park. So I just like to make note of that. We were the first. We also have Journey to Atlantis, which is a Mac Power Splash. Again, another water ride in the park that is very popular when it's a triple digits outside. We have Wave Breaker, the rescue coaster, which has been a huge hit for families. It is a straddle coaster that actually takes you over the water. You know, this ride and the design was so popular in our park that we actually put it in San Diego as Arctic Rescue. And then we also did the same thing in Busch Gardens Williamsburg, and we put Dark Coaster. So similar rides, but different experiences. But again, it was such a big hit in our park that our D&E team put it in the other parks. And then, of course, let's talk about Texas Stingray. This is probably my favorite ride. It is the tallest, fastest, longest wooden roller coaster in the state of Texas. To me, this is the marquee attraction at the park. It's just a fantastic GCI wooden roller coaster.
Ray, let's talk a little bit more about Texas Stingray. I had a chance to ride it when I was there in January. Absolutely loved it. One of the best wooden roller coasters I've ever been on. Talk about some of the elements of the ride that you think makes it a great ride and why so many coaster enthusiasts love it.
Well, you know, the coaster is built with Ipe wood, and I kind of feel like that design of the ride is so deceiving. When you walk into the Texas Stingray Plaza, you don't really realize how large of a ride it is until you're actually riding the coaster. The curving design of the ride also looks like a stingray, kind of looks like the wings of a stingray, I should say. And it's just nonstop. By the time you get off of that chain lift to the first drop, the ride does not stop. And I think that's why it's so popular with people. You know, I've seen that queue house at the ride full before. You know, it's just a great ride. And I also, in my opinion, you can totally feel the difference on a very hot summer day. If you wait to the late afternoon and you ride her, that's just one hell of an experience. Again, it's my favorite ride at the park. And I definitely feel that is the marquee attraction at SeaWorld San Antonio.
Yeah, you mentioned about, you know, how long it is. And how nobody really can tell that when you're looking at it from the outside until you're actually on it. You know, I didn't know what to expect. You know, I had not watched POVs. Of course, I'd read about it, heard about it, you know, and talked to some coaster enthusiasts about it. But to actually ride it and experience it, to me, you know, if you're thinking about going to Texas, if that's the only thing you did all day, you know, you're going to go back home excited and thrilled and feel really good about the visit that you had. And obviously, there's so much more that you want to see and do there. But that was off the charts good.
Yeah. You know, one of my favorite things to hear from, especially coaster people, enthusiasts, and of course, coaster influencers as well, is just their reaction after getting off of Texas Stingray. And I've just heard so many of them say, like, this is one of the best wooden roller coasters in the nation, you know, and that always makes me feel good. And I know it makes the park feel great. And so, you know, I always tell people, you got to come down to San Antonio. You got to come ride Texas Stingray. It's worth it.
Yeah, I've told people that it's one of the best wooden roller coasters I've ever ridden. And I've ridden a lot. And, yep. You know, I loved it and can't wait to get back down there and ride it again.
Well, we can't wait to have you, Don.
Now, my experience, when I think of SeaWorld, at least Orlando, a lot of my head goes to the culinary experience because it's so good there. Can you tell us a little bit about the culinary experience that someone might experience at SeaWorld San Antonio?
Yeah, I will put our food up against any theme park. We have the normal theme park basic foods, you know, the chicken strips, the fries that the kids love. But I also think we have the best variety of food in a theme park. We have some of the best barbecue that you can get in the theme park at our barbecue smokehouse. We just opened up the Rio Crispy Coop, which has some of the best chicken tenders anywhere. You know, they're so good, guys. I will go into the park just to go get those chicken tenders. They're really, really good. Our Harbor Market has a huge variety. There's something for everyone, from burgers, barbecue sandwiches. There's a deli that has normal sandwiches, salads, wraps, and Mexican food. There's something for everyone at SeaWorld. And then we kick it up a notch every time that we do an event. Just like, you know, I kind of mentioned the Seven Seas Food Festival. During Christmas, we bring out more things that are only available during that span of time. But I'm telling you, you know, All-day dining is the best way to go so that you can experience it all. If you come during an event, buy a lanyard so that you can sample all the different desserts, all the savory things, and of course, the great alcoholic beverages that we offer in the park. You could just make a day of eating the food at the park and you will not go home hungry.
Yeah, Ray, the day that I was there did get to sample a little bit of the food, and you know, you're right. I mean, the food there is amazing, but you can also do mobile ordering there. So how does that work?
Yeah, it's actually very easy. A guest can just download our SeaWorld app. And from the app, they can select the restaurant they want and order directly through the app. It's very easy. If you are a pass member, the app recognizes that and gives you your discounts right away. You can pay directly on the app and just go up to the window and retrieve your food.
Now, would you recommend guests coming to the park take advantage of the mobile ordering, or, you know, just
definitely? I think it's just so easy to put that in. You can put your order in as you're making your way over to the restaurant. You don't have to wait in line. Your number gets called fairly quickly. It's just a great overall experience for our guests.
Well, you had me at mobile ordering, because that's my favorite thing ever. And I wish more parks had that, you know. So it seems like there's a lot to do at SeaWorld San Antonio. You guys have a lot going on. Can you tell us about where to find the best deals on tickets and what you would recommend if your friend or neighbor asked you, Ray, where should I get SeaWorld San Antonio tickets? Where would you direct them?
I direct them to our website, seaworldsanantonio.com. We have a variety of options for people to choose from, not just the single day tickets. We also have multi-day tickets that involve both of our parks. So you can get admission to SeaWorld and Aquatica. You can hop between both parks as much as you want with the multi-day ticket. But of course, the best way to play is with a season or annual pass, so that you can just keep coming back to the park, enjoy riding our rides, experiencing our events. And then our passes also give some great bonus rewards. You get friend free tickets. Throughout the year, we give out what we call C-Bucks, which is in-park spending for our guests. You get your discounts, and of course, you get free parking. So it's kind of a no-brainer to just go with an annual pass or a season pass. But we have a variety of options for people to select to come visit the park. And then I also got to kind of talk about all the animal experience that we talked about earlier. There's options for you to kind of do in-water things. If you want to get in the water with a dolphin, a beluga whale, you just want to go on a tour, you want to meet some of our tortoises, you can do that. You can go behind the scenes at our penguin house and come face-to-face with some of our penguin residents. There's just a lot to do. And like we're saying, for our 60th, there's always more to see at SeaWorld.
Now, you talked about the annual pass, and we've talked about dining. Is there a way to add like all season dining to your annual pass?
We do not have that. Unfortunately, we do not have all season dining, but you can get an all day dining for your visit at the park. And it works at both SeaWorld and Aquatica. So if you come and you want to go to both parks, you can get one all day dining pass and it'll work in both places.
All right. So where can our audience find more information about SeaWorld San Antonio, information about like tickets and just all the different experiences, the special events and that you have?
Yeah, you can find everything at SeaWorldSanAntonio.com. You can follow us on social media at SeaWorld Texas on Instagram and X. And of course, you can find SeaWorld San Antonio on Facebook.
Well, that's fantastic. Ray, we really appreciate you taking the time to be on the show. I feel like SeaWorld San Antonio is a bit of a hidden gem. So we'd love as many people as possible to come out there, down there to San Antonio, Texas, where it's going to be nice and hot for Catapult Falls. But I did put the POV video for Catapult Falls earlier in this. And, you know, from the looks of it, it looks extraordinarily unique. Like, it's definitely something I would want to ride. But yeah. SeaWorld San Antonio.
It's a great ride, you guys. I hope you guys can come check it out.
Yeah, Ray, absolutely. A question for you. A lot of people, they identify San Antonio with like the Riverwalk area. Where is San Antonio, the SeaWorld Park there, located in reference to the Riverwalk?
So we're about 30 to 40 minutes away from the Riverwalk. We're far west San Antonio, far west Bexar County.
Okay.
Awesome. Cool. Hey, we really appreciate it once again. So like, you know, just as one last wrap up, let's say you've got 1 hour to spend at SeaWorld San Antonio. What's the one ride that you got to get on?
I'm going to go on Texas Stingray, guys. You can just ride that ride. The rewritability on it is just fantastic. It just doesn't disappoint and it doesn't stop. So if it's me, I'm running right to Texas Stingray.
Yeah, he's not kidding, Ryan. That was a ride that as soon as the train came back in the station, I wanted to get right back in line and ride it again. Just couldn't get enough of it. So, yeah, I highly recommend when you're at, SeaWorld San Antonio that you check out the Texas Stingray. Plan a lot of time for it because you're definitely going to want to ride it more than once.
Absolutely. Cool. Well, hey, Ray, do you have any final thoughts to share with the audience about SeaWorld San Antonio, life, the meaning of the universe, anything like that?
Well, again, guys, I just want to thank you for taking the time to have me on today. I appreciate it. SeaWorld San Antonio is a hidden gem. You guys said it. There are some great things happening in that park. I hope people make the trip down to San Antonio. I'm telling you guys, Central Texas is going to be a theme park hotspot very, very soon. There's a lot of great things happening here. We're very fortunate that our park adds something new every single year. Both parks, our friends up the road, continue to add things. And, you know, we have new neighbors coming in Austin, and some great things happening in Seguin as well. So, South Central Texas is going to be a kind of a theme park mecca very, very soon. But I definitely recommend coming out to our park. Come check it out. There's lots to do. You could easily spend a couple of days checking out everything that we have to offer, and the trip will be well worth it.
Awesome. Cool. Well, SeaWorldSanAntonio.com. Thanks one last time, Ray. Hey, stick around. We got the pick six coming up next.